In August of 1976, the 786 prefix in Chancellor, Virginia, was served by a Stromberg-Carlson ESC. The ESC, like the number one ESS, is a digitally controlled analog switch. One definitive feature of the Stromberg ESC is its dial tone speed, which is unsurpassed, 25 milliseconds on average from the time your phone goes off hook to the time the dial tone clicks on. Listen how fast it is. I'll get dial tone a few times, and then let it time out.
You have waited too long to dial. Please hang up and try again. You have waited too long to dial. Please hang up and try again. You have waited too long to dial. Please hang up and try again.
The next two calls, fast dial tone and all, are to the operator. Notice how I can hang up on her.
Exchanges are local calls from here?
I beg your pardon?
Could you tell me what exchanges are local from here?
Chancellor, where you are?
Yes.
Fredericksburg, which is 373 and 371.
Uh-huh.
And Spotsylvania, which is 582.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
What about 972 and 898? Can I call them?
Well, that's where you are. You're on a 786 number.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I'm sure you noticed the class of service tone when the operator answered. That's to let her know it's a coin phone. Both coin and non-coin calls come in on the same trunks, and that is a cord board. The office did delay when I dialed zero as if it were expecting more digits, but if you actually try dialing zero plus a number, the call doesn't go through.
The number you have dialed is not a working number. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording. The number you have dialed is not a working number.
That first attempt was zero plus an area code. The second attempt was zero plus a local number. I tried dialing a bunch of zeros in a row. And here's what you got if you picked up the phone and dialed 1. Notice this is a different recording than the one we heard before.
The number you have reached in Chancellor, Virginia is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording.
When you call a working number in a Stromberg ESC, it rings immediately, but then falls into an unrelated ring cycle. When you call 972, the other wire center in Chancellor, which is a step, you can hear this office seizing the trunk on the third digit and then dial pulsing the number out. Here are a few calls to 972. The recording's broken, and that's why the first two calls end up on just a hum. When I hung up from this call, I discovered that this office has a lockout feature. And you can tell that by the sound of unbalanced power supply that I suddenly found myself on. Here's my attempted hang-up. This is a relay associated with each individual phone line that holds the phone line off of the central office equipment. It's used for situations in which many phone lines are off the hook at once, such as a submerged cable. And in this way, the equipment can time out, dump the lines onto their individual lockout relays, and keep those lines from tying up the central office equipment anymore until they are cleared and working again. Now that I'm sitting on the lockout relay, all I have to do is flash, and I'll go back to the CO equipment, which will give me a dial tone. When I dialed the number of the phone I was calling from, I didn't get anything fancy like a ringback, just a normal busy. When the ESC MFs to another office, you can hear the MFs, but not in a normal way. Instead, one of the two frequencies is always a lot louder than the other. The only local code that goes out on MF is the 898 prefix, which is a number 2 ESS, and here's calls to two vacant numbers there.
Number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry, you've reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again.
So the ESC waits until you dial the complete 7-digit number. Then you can hear it getting the trunk, and the trunk flashes. Then the MFs are sent out. and were cut through to the trunk. The next few ticks come from the number 2 ESS that we're calling to, as it connects to the intercept trunk. I was curious as to what would happen if I dialed 898 and then pressed the star key 4 times. Well, those stars, at least in the position of the last 4 digits, were sent as 9s. It sent KP9999 start. Let's try dialing 898 and press the pound key 4 times. Seven, 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 seven. Well, that's the way it handles stars and pounds in that example. Now, I didn't try dialing them in place of the office code digits, and if I'd dialed something like 89 star, for example, it might have handled that differently, because the translation part of the program could be using a completely different table to figure out what to do with those weird digits that really aren't supposed to be there. But I forgot to try that. The 371 code goes to the crossbar 5 in Fredericksburg. Now, this being an ESC and that being a crossbar 5, you'd expect the trunks to be MF, but they aren't. Instead, they have 6-digit dial pulse trunks to Fredericksburg, which we'll later see there's a reason for. Here's a call to 371, and you'll notice that after the 3rd digit, it immediately picks the trunk and dials 71. Then, when I dial the last 4 digits, it starts up as soon as it can, dial pulsing those as well. Now, the reason for the 6-digit dial pulse trunks is that Fredericksburg is used as a tandem by some of the local offices that surround it. Most of those local offices are steps and are set up so that you get into Fredericksburg on the very first digit of the prefix. For example, from the 972 step, if I were to dial 582 in Spotsylvania, the 5 would go to Fredericksburg, and then the 82 would be dialed into the Fredericksburg trunk. So Fredericksburg has 6-digit incoming dial pulse trunks from all of these little tributaries around it, and they just used the same kind of trunk here, even though they might have made MF trunks instead. So now here's a call to 582 Spotsylvania by way of the Fredericksburg office, which is acting as a tandem. This call begins with lockout, and then we flash to get a dial tone and dial the number.
Dialing, please.
582-8211.
582-8211. Yes. I'm sorry, it's not a working number.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me try to describe exactly what the sounds on that call correspond to. After we dial the 3rd digit, you'll hear the ESC selecting the trunk to Fredericksburg and dialing 82. Now, as I dial the last 4, it will immediately start repeating them. And the ESC now cuts us through to the trunk. The next tick comes from a dial pulse repeating relay on the trunk. And then Fredericksburg does this. That is the classic crossbar 5 tandeming sound, which in this case corresponds to Fredericksburg connecting our trunk to the outgoing trunk to Spotsylvania's step. During this next period of time, the Fredericksburg crossbar 5 is dial pulsing the last 4 digits into Spotsylvania. and when it's finished, it cuts us through. Now you can hear the Spotsylvania trunk noise. It's 2600 controlled. And normal ringing begins. That ring was immediately tripped. And now we're hearing ring sound that Spotsylvania puts on until the intercept trunk answers. And by the way, I could talk for 5 minutes describing what happens when that crossbar 5 tandeming operation occurs. It's pretty complex and it's kind of an interesting kludge that ends up working pretty well. Suffice it to say that they had to go to some lengths to make a crossbar 5 office behave as a tandem, and apparently it was worth it because they worked very well in cities the size of Fredericksburg. Well, that's all we recorded from the Chancellor ESC. And by the way, we tried to record the Chancellor Step 972, but there wasn't a single recordable payphone in the entire town. We did leave one payphone off the hook, however, so that when we called it from other places, we could get a busy signal. And that 972 busy you've been hearing was gotten by calling the payphone that we'd left off the hook earlier in the day.